بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Alhamdulillah. Tonight we have recited until the end of the 14th juz of the Holy Quran. And it is obviously one very famous ayat of the Quran we read almost every week. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed you. Allah instructs you bil adl, that you should be just and fair. Wal ihsan, and you should be kind and good. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, Allah Rabbul Izzat instructs you that you should look after your close relatives. Give them if they are in need or not. إِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, give to your close relatives. So it doesn't mean that only if somebody is struggling, now you must give him something. Allah didn't say only that. It's not limited to that. وَيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي, Allah prohibits you from fahsha, from anything which, the English word is lewdness. That is to do, not skalam. Skalam is something else. Fahsha is when a person is immodest, he got no haya, he got no modesty in him. Any woman go by, he will flirt with a woman. You see this thing a lot on the street. The truck driver go past, he see the woman, he whistle at her. That is fahsha. From there to everything else leading after that. From there to passing a remark, doing something, flirting. From flirting right up until the end. Everything in that line is fahsha, wal munkar, and to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbade you from. Allah has again, once again, prohibit you from doing those type of things. Wal baghi, and to do those things which is turning away from the orders and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn your back on the deen of Allah. Ya'idhukum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you advice, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may be Allah conscious. You may be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the ayat that come after, at the end of every second khutbah, every week, without fail. Whichever masjid you go to, you will hear the same ayat of Quran. It is one of the most concise, most inclusive ayat in the Holy Quran, whereby such direct advice is given, do this and don't do that. Do that in your life and stay away from that. And as simple as that is, if you follow it to the T, Allah Ta'ala will give you the best of rewards in the year after. In another verse, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ, if Allah Rabbul Izzat had to take the human being to task immediately when he does something wrong, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, there wouldn't have been a living thing left on the face of the earth. The first time you transgressed the order of Allah, he caught you, that was the end of you. There wouldn't be a living thing on the face of the earth. وَلَكِي يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, but Allah Rabbul Izzat has given you chance until a specific appointed time. You have that amount of life to love, you carry on with it. By the end of it, we will see what we're going to do. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when that time comes, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, it will not be brought any but closer, neither will it be taken anywhere further than that. On its appointed time, that is when you will leave the face of the earth. So beloved brothers, in the time which Allah had given us, let us see that how we can use it, inshallah al-aziz, to the best of our ability. Let us see that how we can gain the best of rewards and gain the best of Jannah. Because this is where you earn it. You can't earn it in the year after. You earn it now. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Just one announcement. I'm sure most of us know Ibrahim by from next door. Today, from Jumu'ah time, his health has deteriorated quite a bit. So we request that inshallah the brothers make dua. Allah give him shifa and Allah make his situation easy and comfortable for him inshallah. And like we did mention in the Jumu'ah, and last night also we done the collection in the Jumu'ah. And for those who still want to contribute to towards our collection for Somalia, we are collecting fitra and we are collecting lillah and we are collecting zakat. So if there is anyone who still has their money by them and they want to give it, inshallah you can do so after the witr salat. Inshallah. Jibunatir say Fajr is last, cut off. After Fajr, then we had the same setup last year. On Saturday, Zuhar time, somebody will come and say, hey, please take my fitra, then it's too late, we can't do it. Because we have to, obviously, make means to get the money by in Somalia, and it must be distributed before the day of Eid. Otherwise, your fitra is in the air. Understand? So by you giving it to us is only step one. From there, we need to get it to them in Somalia. And then from there, it must still be distributed amongst the people. So we obviously have to have sufficient time for it. Inshallah, from tomorrow night, Isha Salat will be at 20 past 7. Anything else? Bas. Nawaitu. An sawma ghadin. An adai. Fardi. Shahri Ramadan. Hadihi sanati. Lillahi ta'ala.